MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
It's sundown. The day has just begun. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Yes, this is MDN Shows Running with the Times, only on MDN TV, the podcast. And I am Major Daughter. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all our listeners and viewers around the world. Meet us in the comments. We are live there. Engage. Tell your friends to tell their friends that this is the hottest show on the planet. And if you have not subscribed, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and subscribe right away and share this podcast, share this broadcast right away. And today we bring you a faith booster that will knock off the cloud of doubt. Yes, he's a Christian philosopher. You know, I'm thinking, I've never really heard about a Christian philosopher before. I'm about to learn something. I mean, he says he took a philosophy class at school, at college. And he did a few things. He did some things. I think he'll tell us about that. But what fascinates me is the fact that he sees himself as a Christian philosopher. There's one or two things that we're going to learn here today. Not just that, our real focus today is the power of a personal testimony. And I'll tell you why we're really pointing things this way. We're just starting a year, and everything you hear from everyone is that if you want to be successful, you want to do well, you need to be careful what you say. You know, people sometimes are even discouraged from sharing their testimonies because you are told that be silent, don't say much, you don't want people to know what's going on because then they'll attack you, then there'll be attacks. So people are not really keen on sharing their testimonies, their personal testimonies, because of all, we're told be silent. So should we be silent, or should we talk about what God has done? Has God done anything good in your life? Well, this is a man of exploits, and not just that, he's done so much, but he's going to tell us all about it. His relationship with Christ, the Savior, Yahshua, does he even have it? How? Because you see, we have people coming to church and people going to church, but no relationship, no personal, no intimacy at all. They don't even talk to the one they say they are with, they are for, right? So call all those who have been saying we should be quiet. Let's talk about this thing. Should we go quiet? Should we talk about it? Well, the power of a personal testimony right after this.
MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
Well, the undeniable choice for today is indeed Jonathan Drayton. Jonathan, thanks a gazillion times for saying yes and for sharing yourself with the world. Look, we welcome you. We're excited to have you. You took a philosophy class and still continued reading the Word of God. And I thought that could clash, you know. I never heard of anyone say, I never had anyone say they're a Christian philosopher. This will be my first, but not really first. So tell us, how did you get started on your journey? Why philosophy? Jonathan, well, the mic swings to you.
Thank you so much for allowing me to come on. And first and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has given me such beautiful opportunity to be able to share the gospel and share my story. So first things first is I went to college. I had this desire to seek knowledge, truth, understanding. Of course, I was raised a Christian. However, I would say most of my belief was hinged on my family's belief. That's tends to be what happened when you're growing up in your family's house. You usually go to church because your parents go to church. You usually read the Bible or know some significance of the Bible because it's instilled in your values and your understanding of how you approach life and the way that you maneuver in the world that we're in. And what happened to me is once I took philosophy, I had this desire to, you know, think deeply, right, about life, about my purpose, about who I am. And to me, it did wonderful wonders when it came to my desire to search, my desire to, you know, really dive in into why some people consider philosophy such a major that most people appreciate, especially when you go on job interviews, when you're in places of corporate America, et cetera, et cetera. And it was interesting that taking philosophy allowed me to realize that a lot of the different combinations and abilities that you learned in there could be implemented in how you live your everyday life. Now, how does that morph with my faith? Well, it's actually pretty interesting. We know one of the books in the Bible that provides wisdom, knowledge, understanding, the book of Proverbs, right? In the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verse 10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Now, interesting enough, that word fear there doesn't mean to be afraid of someone or something, but what it means is to have reverence towards someone. And in this case, the whole Bible is about God. It's about Jesus Christ, right? The whole Bible is told from three different perspectives. It's told by the Father, it's told by the Son, and it's told by the Holy Spirit. And I believe coherently they're all one and the same. And therefore, when I started diving into the book of Proverbs, I started understanding what wisdom is. So when you go to, again, the book of Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And therefore, I believe a lot of us struggle, you know, a lot of us study, do something important in life, and you take on that title because you embrace what it is that it embodies. So I believe that Christian would be my first title, right? My devotedness, that, you know, Jesus is Lord over my life. And I also believe that Jesus is my Savior. And then Christian, and then philosophy, which I also believe is something that I study and can implement in scripture and how I live my life. So that's how I came up with the title, that I can be a Christian philosopher. And the way that I see the scripture, I can see it through a philosophical lens as well. I can see how, you know, in the book of Isaiah, it says, "Let us come reason together." So I believe God has given us the ability to reason. The question is, what am I going to use as my starting point, as my foundation? And to me, I've chosen to use the word of God as my foundation for everything that I will ever need and that I will ever need to do to be successful in life. So that's how I came up with the title that, yes, I can be a Christian and I can also love philosophy, because philosophy is lovers of wisdom. So if I love wisdom and I know that God, Christ, is the central point of what wisdom is, it tells us also in the book of Proverbs that God is wisdom, then I also understand that as long as that I'm using the word of God as my compass, then everything that's centered from it is God. And therefore I can reason and live life through the lens of his word. And I can also philosophize in that. I don't think philosophy and the word of God can be mutually exclusive or diametrically opposed. I think they can coexist. The question becomes how you allow those things to coexist. And I think philosophy in general wants to color outside the lines, right? They don't want to include God, but they want to search wisdom separate from God. Now, I know that God has breathed the breath of life into every single person that's living, especially Adam, who was the foundational person that started and is the reason I exist. And therefore, I believe without question that because God breathed the breath of life into me, everything that I want to do in life, my success, where I want to be, is stemmed from him. So does that answer your question?
Yes, the truth of the matter is, young man, I chase.
It's now on us. So when we step and walk into these environments, that is what we are. We are embodying the spirit of Christ, not just by the things that we say, right? But it also says, let your, yes, your language be seasoned with salt so that you know how you ought to respond to others. And that's in the book of Colossians. But the point is that the way that you do those things, it's by studying God's word, reading it, whatever it is, right? There's different ways you can read God's word. There's different translations that you can read it through, whether it's the Amplified, whether it's the English Standard, whether it's the NLT, the NIV, whether it's the New King James Version. There's different ways that you can process and read information. There's to read the Bible in a year, right? There's also to listen to something that I started off with when I, when I shared my testimony, and that's called the Bible Experience. And the Bible Experience, that's an audio Bible. All these different things, whatever it takes, get God's word in you and let it operate, let it marinate in you. And then you'll start to see the change in your life. You'll allow the Holy Spirit to take precedent within your heart, and therefore this intention and this desire to be a blessing to others will come second nature.
Yes, and that is so powerful. Now, did you ever question God's existence since you've studied philosophy?
No. I think what it was for me is because I didn't read God's word, I didn't understand how I saw his presence. And I think a lot of us get misconstrued is that in the book, in the Gospel of Luke chapter 24, there's an understanding that there's Jesus proven versus Jesus revealed. And as Christians, we need to tap into how God can be revealed to us, not proven, right? This desire to prove something. God doesn't have to prove anything to us. It says in the book of Romans that when we look at the world around us, that's an example of evidence of God's existence. Why? Because there's no way we can look at the society that we're in and the world that we reside in and not appreciate or acknowledge that this couldn't have been done just by man alone. But more importantly, I do inherently believe that God, all things were created through him and for him and to him, right? And that's in the book of Corinthians. So I've never lost faith. I just felt to some extent at one point in my life, why isn't God talking to me? But I realized when I started reading his word, he's always been talking to me. The problem is I didn't have his word inside to understand that he was talking to me. There's every scenario in life that I believe scripture answers, right? And to me, it developed and it grew once I started reading his word. Then I began to hear the voice of God. So I'll give you the prime example. If I'm walking in the street and an altercation comes up and I'm dealing with someone that's hostile, you know what God's word says? It says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry, because anger, human anger, is not the righteousness that God our Father desires. That's God talking to me right there. So what is it telling me? It's telling me practically that when I'm in the world and I'm amongst other people and someone is angry, don't add fire. Don't fight fire with fire, insult with insult. Practically, it says respond in love. You can dissolve a situation with the opposite response then to match the person that's giving you that aggressive approach with the same approach. That's not what I should do. When I think about tests and trials and I think about tribulation and suffering, Book of James makes it clear. It says, consider it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations to know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If anyone lacks anything, let them ask God who does not give fault. So what does that mean? That means that when I'm facing trials and tribulations in my life, count it joy. Why should I count it joy? Because it's development of my character. That's when I will point you to Romans chapter 5, verse 3-5, that in those situations and circumstances, your hope, your faith will grow. Right. And that's the most important thing that I think we're missing. So when we really take the time and read God's word thoroughly, I think without question, we'll learn and realize that God is answering. The Holy Spirit is giving us answers. The problem is, are we truly listening? Are we truly knowing what he has to say? Right. So just to be a bit more direct, I want to just bring up the passage. So I brought up to you Romans chapter 5, verse 3 through 5, and this is what it says. It says, not only so, but we also glorify in our sufferings. Yep, our sufferings. Because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. Character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So I feel like there's a reason for everything, right? And most importantly, it's just, you know, God, you know, I believe Paul tells us in Romans, count it all joy, but he says in Romans also that the reason why we should do that is that all things work together who love the Lord and according to his purpose. So every challenge that you face, every situation that you come into, every problem that you deal with, is shaping and molding your character into who God wants you to be. And ultimately, that's someone God can use, especially when you're fighting some of the wars that you're going to fight in this world, right? And Christ shouldn't bear the cross alone. At one point, we all have to bear our own cross.
Yeah. We've got to take our crosses daily and follow him daily. Look, you are deep in this, and it's not a joke. More grace to you. More grace. More grace. More wisdom.
And yes, I want to bring up something else, too, if you don't mind. So one of the ways it has impacted me is I have my own podcast, right? On my podcast, it's called The Truth of the Matter Is Podcast, which is available on Spotify. It's available on Apple Podcasts. It's available on Google, Audible, wherever you hear podcasts. And what we do is we unpack the word in a deep way, right? We look at the different translations that I've mentioned earlier, and I show you how some of these scriptures do have a sense of a philosophical twist or a psychological twist or a sociological twist. More importantly, we did an episode 71 when I talked about the politics and the crucifixion. A lot of people don't know that when it came to Christ's crucifixion, there's politics that were involved in it, right? But some of these things I think we need to be exposed to, and we can see, yes, I believe God's word answers all questions. And more importantly, it can be related to our everyday life. And if we read it and see it through that lens, we'll understand how God and the reason why, you know, these individuals that went through these things put it in writing. It's for our benefit, for our learning, for our understanding. That's in the book of Romans chapter 15, verse 4, and also Corinthians chapter 10, that these things that transpired were written down so that we can study it, understand it, learn it, and then implement it in our own personal lives. And I think that's the reason why I think in every situation, God has laid out a plan in which if we truly read his word, we'll see how we ought to respond and how we ought to react. And I think as long as we're doing that, I think we are well aware of not only God's voice, but what he would want for us. And I want to be in that place.
Yes, and the truth of the matter is anyone can get hold of that. Check the links in the description concerning that podcast. I know it, and that's why I was using the truth of the matter is when I was asking just one of my questions much earlier on. Tell me something, we're at the tail end, but it will be an error to let you go through this one. I want to pick your brain. What are your thoughts on the Torah, and have you ever really looked at the Torah through the lenses of philosophy, Jonathan?
We would call that the Old Testament. So Genesis, yes, all the books that you mentioned in Torah, yes, the first five books, we consider that as part of the packs of the Old Testament. And I think that those books are important as well, right? I mentioned that I'm creating God's image, the Imago Dei, right? That's in the Old Testament. Right. I think also when we think about what's transpired with Joseph, there's elements that foreshadow Christ. So when you look at Joseph and everything that he dealt with being suffered, and that's, I believe, Genesis chapter 36, there's mention of what everything that he went through, God still utilized it. When I think of about the mention of who Christ would be, that's Genesis 3:15. So whether I'm using the old or the new, I think it's a complete book. I think everything that was written in the Old Testament, I think Moses is of Christ. as well, right? I think the law, right, and I can connect the law into what was given in Leviticus, and I can make the connection about how the law was provided so that we can recognize what our sin was. Again, it still provides knowledge and insight with Christ. I think about the conversation that Abraham had with Melchizedek. I believe Melchizedek was Christ in the Old Testament. So I can think about the conversation that Moses had in the fire. I believe the Trinity was present. So whether I'm looking at the Old Testament or the New Testament, I think it justifies it even more. I think what's amazing, right, when I reference to you Romans 15:4, is that these things were written for our benefit, for our understanding. The book of Acts says the same thing. So if I go to the Old Testament, the beautiful thing about those stories is I think we can all find a story there that's somewhat relatable, not exact, but to our own personal lives. And they were written for us to learn. So whether it's in the new or whether it's in the old, I think the narrative is still the same. That's, to me, is what makes it a complete book.
Lovely. That's why I love it so much. Look, even when you're saying it, you are beaming, you know, there's this smile. That's what happens when you start to really dig deep into this. We have come to the end of the show. How does one really get hold of you and find out more about you?
Yeah, so I'm pretty reachable on Instagram. So is the truth of the matter. Is so let me give you my Instagram handle, and then also you can reach me in email, actually. So I'm not a person that you know, I'm in a predicament where I can't be reached. I also think you can get in touch with me through email as well. But my Instagram handle is this. So I gotta pull it up to make sure that I'm accurate. So it's the truth, and this is all together, THETRUTH of OFT, then it's MIS, the truth of TMIS. You can find, and you can email me at speedy83@gmail.com. So it's S as in Sam, P as in Peter, E as in elephant, E as in elevator, D as in dog, E as in elevator, D as in dog, 83@gmail.com. And then there's a group on Facebook that I have. It's called I Am a Believer. I believe you can contact me there as well. And then you can become part of the group that allows people to encourage one another, whether it's providing the scripture, whether it's providing some sort of godly content that's going on in the world. You're more than welcome to participate in the group that I have there. And I want to say, you know, it's been a pleasure. And I take it seriously that as a representative and a representation of Christ, being able to come on a platform and share my personal testimony and my faith walk relationship with Christ, to hope to encourage other people with my testimony and help them, you know, be motivated to see that, hey, this is obtainable by anyone who wants to learn about who God is, whether it's reading the Torah, whether it's reading the New Testament. I believe God can be found. He's not hard to be found. I love what it says, and I'll leave you with this verse. So the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7, and I'm going to tell you what it says in the NIV, and I'll tell you what it says in the NLT. It says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. The NLT says, keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. Why? Because I believe that if you continue to pursue God, not only can he be found, but I think once you enter through the narrow gate, not the wide gate, I believe you'll be a blessing to others. He'll be a blessing to you. And your relationship with God will continue to develop and grow. And that's what I want everyone. I want them to know God on a personal level. And I want him to become a blessing to you. And that we can rejoice and be glad that that's what we can boast about knowing Christ and about knowing, you know, his sacrifice and what our purpose is in this life. Till we get to the next lifetime.
Which church do you go to? which church? Jonathan?
Yes, so I'm a C. I go to Mantle Promise. That's where I go to, Mandos of Promise. That's the church that I go to.
Where is this located? For those who may want to, I mean, someone Brooklyn. May be listening and look, exactly. This was just supposed to be 20 minutes, 24 minutes. Yeah, we are at an hour. Someone may be thinking, I want to go there.
Wow.
That's how good you have been. That's how, well, you know, we could just sit here and listen and be gleaning, you know? Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, his name is Kenneth Drayton. That's my pastor that I, you know, speak with and I talk with. Amazing guy.
Yes.
If you want, I can see about, yeah, I can leave you with his email. If anyone is interested in contacting him and wanting to speak with him, I believe without question, he's reachable and interested. So, yeah, yes. Give me 1 second. Let me make sure I get it right.
Wow. This is a first.
Yes, he's my spiritual father. He's been there for me for quite some time now. Yeah, yes, so Mandos, those Mandos of Promise at gmail.com. Again, it's Mandos of Promise at gmail.com. So if you're looking to build your faith and you want to learn and you want to grow and mature and you want someone to pour into you as you pour into them, he is the man.
Oh, yes. Thanks to Gazillion Times, Jonathan.
Bringing you the good news all day long. You are tuned in to the hottest station on the planet. Keep it locked.
As we depart from here, those who have just joined us, those who have not really been following, you've got to start the whole tape from scratch, the whole episode from scratch. Because here's what Jonathan says, the biggest challenge today is that many of us are information rich, but wisdom poor. That's one of the key things that I'm taking home with. You want to get knowledge, you want to get wisdom, but also get understanding. And he says, keep on seeking and keep on knocking. It just never ends. Jonathan, thanks a gazillion times once again. What will be your parting shot, really, before you go? Your very last word, then we are off the screens.
Yes. So I would say we live our lives on levels, but we arrive in stages. And I believe you have to be intentional in seeking God. But most importantly, understand that Christ is rich in grace and mercy. And I believe that if you acknowledge that and you appreciate that, you know that in time, your relationship with God would develop. And I mean, if I can, I would love to pray us out.
Yes, please. Go by all means. By all means. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just want to thank you for this opportunity that you've given. Lord, you said anytime two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. So Lord, we thank you, we acknowledge you, we love you, we appreciate you. I pray for the protection of all those who are listening. I ask you to bless their eyes to see, their ears to hear, their hearts to receive, and their minds to understand, Lord, what your word has said. Lord, if there's anything I've learned over the years about reading your word, is that it saved me, it's protected me, it's guided me, it's directed me, and that you've loved me. More importantly, you send your one and only son that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So, Lord, I just pray and I ask that we think about such things that are true, noble, right, pure, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy, that we continue to wear the armor of God, whether it's the helmet of salvation, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, the chestplate of righteousness, and have our feet ready to bring about the gospel of peace. Lord, I say that we continue to add to our faith goodness into goodness, knowledge into knowledge, self-control to self-control, perseverance into perseverance, godliness to godliness, mutual affection into mutual affection, love. Lord, so I pray that we continue to love one another, because that's one of the emphasis that encourages and inspires people to know that by love, love covers over a multitude of sins. I also pray that all people will walk into environments and not only be the light that shines before others that glorifies you, but be the authority figure that we are. Lord, that as little Jesuses, we step into environments, we represent you. So I pray that that happens. And Lord, most importantly, I pray that we should be mutually encouraged by one another's faith, Lord. I think that's one of the most important things we can't overlook, that we encourage one another and we're there for one another and we pray for one another, that they too will be blessed and will become a blessing. So Lord, because you're Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the creator of all things, we trust in you in spite of the situations that we're put into. And more importantly, Lord, I pray for each and every one who's listening, for their life, for their family, for their husbands, wives, children, Lord, whether they believe it or not, but I believe that whatever was said today, that it will truly be a blessing to them and that all people will draw near to you. It's not about me, about this platform, but it's about you, Lord. And with that, Lord, we leave it in your hands. In Jesus' name we say, amen.